This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 2017, the first What the Puck of the new year. We are a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. The Capitals, tonight, mere minutes ago, are the 1-16-1. That's right, the Capitals killed the Columbus streak. They are undefeated in 2017. Joining me, as always, Coach Dan, the Paul Heyman to my Brock Lesnar. Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
I don't want to be Paul Heyman.
Why not?
No.
He's smart. He talks well.
He? You didn't in that sentence. No. No, I'm doing all right. How you doing, man? I'm watching the Canada-USA. That's a hook, sir. The Canada USA game on the NHL's website. This is actually pretty. These are good quality. Yeah. So yeah, this is cool. I mean, it's fun to watch the World Juniors gold. But where is this in? It's in
Montreal.
It's like split between Montreal and Toronto.
Yeah. But I think
I don't know where this is.
Montreal.
Okay. Cool. No, Quebec.
Montreal, Quebec.
I thought. I don't know. Somewhere. I just saw a thing in this. If the camera would slow down. Could you guys skate a little slower, please? So, okay, anyways. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's been pretty fun to watch. Brandon, how was your holidays?
Holidays were good. Nice, relaxing holidays. Did the normal Christmas stuff. Didn't really do much in between Christmas and New Year's. Then went to the beach for New Year's. Partied there. Watched Ronda Rousey get beat up in 48 seconds. And took an Uber back to the hotel afterwards. It was cool.
I took an Uber for the first time ever in San Diego this past some part of Mount. When was I in San Diego?
Yeah, see, I did the first time ever doing it was this past Friday for me.
There you go. I did it on Thursday the 29th. I was trying to get to the airport in San Diego. Took an Uber with the fiance and my sister and my brother to get to the airport. And the guy was very cool. It's kind of, you know, he happened to be like 2 minutes away when my sister booked it. And I was like, huh, we probably got to hustle because apparently they can leave like right away.
Yeah, apparently it's pretty easy. Uber's pretty easy to do. I did not know it was that easy.
I mean, if you get like a good person, dude was chatty. He was talking to us about Uber. He was a cool guy. I like his car.
And if Uber would like to sponsor What the Puck, we are available for that. You can contact us. Brando Cash
Podcast. Uber presents. What the Puck Podcast.
That's right. All right, so let's talk about it. Big news just happened. The Caps beat the Columbus Blue Jackets. The first time the Blue Jackets have lost in 16 games. They would have tied the Penguins, 92 Penguins streak, which you know, no one's done since 1992. But the Columbus Blue Jackets came up short and really short. The Caps friggin' dominated this game. 5 goals, a shutout. Holpe was standing on his head looking great. This is a team that I want to see all the time. They definitely knew what was at stake in this game. I want to see this team more in the postseason. It was 4 lines strong. Everything worked well tonight for the Caps.
Yeah, I thought they played a fantastic game. I think some of it with Columbus, you can probably attribute some of the reasons as to why they struggled in tonight's game due to the fact that they had all that and they had a lot of weight on them in regards to what they were trying to do.
And they're
in
young
terms
guys.
Of tying the Penguins streak. Yeah, and so, it like, would have been a very nice thing for them to happen or to happen for them. I was tweeting after the game that I didn't really care if they tied the streak, but it had to come at the expense of the Capitals, so screw them. I thought the Caps played very well tonight. They knew the pressure was on them, too, to get a win in this game. This is a team that's been playing pretty well recently, but definitely can use all the points that they can get. And I thought they played exceptionally well against one of the NHL's top teams right now.
Yeah, I mean, the Blue Jackets have dominated since Thanksgiving, pretty much. And the Capitals were able to answer back. They knew what was going on. And I think that the Blue Jackets, they have a lot of youth, so they have a lot of speed. And a lot of places don't know how to battle that. But I think the Blue Jackets kind of like buckled under the pressure, which you do see a lot with younger players, kind of having the pressure get to them a little bit. Because, I mean, A guy who's not a rookie, though, Bobrovsky, man, he looked like he wasn't prepared out there. I mean, he's been around the league long enough. He's a good enough goaltender, and he was struggling even. So, I don't know.
You think Bobrovsky was a problem for Columbus tonight?
No, I don't, but I'm just saying, I mean, to allow five
it looked
goals.
Like a lot of the guys but how much it was the guys not playing very well, and they didn't seem like they were bringing a ton offensively. At first, they were definitely – Columbus was putting a bit of pressure on the Capitals. We had that great save from Matt Niskanen at the beginning, but – Holpe played, like I think you said earlier, he played on his head and was playing phenomenal. And I think that the players on the Capitals side just took it to Columbus. And I think with the pressure they had on them in terms of trying to beat that streak or tie the record, I should say, and continue the streak going, it just it didn't work out for them. I think the pressure got to them a little bit. And I think once the Capitals went ahead by two, you could see that they were like, oh, crap. And the Caps took that opportunity, that momentum, and just continued to pile on and pile on.
And can we just talk about how great Daniel Winnick is right now? Daniel Winnick,
you don't want to talk about him because you think his wife's hot.
Number one, you're right. But number two, number two is the dude's having a great season. He's coming up big when a lot of players aren't. And, you know, him, Jay Beagle, Tom Wilson, all three of them looked phenomenal tonight. But this is what the Caps needed in the postseason last year, because the bottom six didn't show up. And Daniel Winnick is showing, when you're a bottom six guy and you're playing like this, I mean, this is the type of team that can go farther in the playoffs, because all four lines are rolling, playing well. Daniel Winnick, though, is having, you know, a great season. And I mean, look at him tonight, coming up with a goal like that. That's not something you really expect a fourth line guy to be able to do. He chipped it in over the shoulder. I mean, great goal.
It was Winnick's played well. That fourth line's done well. They definitely seem like Trotz is comfortable rolling four lines tonight. Everyone was playing as best they could. In regards to Winnick, I mean, he's got 9 points in 27 games. He's on the fourth line. That's not bad. I'll take that from a fourth line guy. I'm a little concerned with this team having the cap problems that they're going to have at the moment and potentially next season. Though Winnick is scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent, so I don't know what they're going to necessarily decide to do with him. But as long as the team can start playing a little bit better, not necessarily better than tonight, but overall, and keep that momentum going forward, then I think they definitely have an opportunity to do something this season. But they've got to right some of the problems that they've got going. They've got to make sure they continue to play hard in every single game. And they've got to make sure that they get the best out of their goaltenders. I mean, they got lucky against, who was it, Toronto? Where they were getting destroyed, like, what was it, 3-0 or something? And they happened to come back and win in overtime. It's one of situations where it's sort of a lapse in effort and playing against a team that's an upstart team that looks like Toronto may actually be pretty legit. Going forward, not necessarily this season, but in the future, you cannot ease up against those teams. I mean, you can't really ease up against anybody in the NHL anymore.
That's very true. I like though what I saw in the Toronto game. Yes, it wasn't a great, picture perfect game from the Capitals, but it showed that they're playing a full 60 minutes. You know, they didn't let themselves kind of get worked up after being down 3.
Oh, there was a full 60, dude, because they played pretty garbage in that first period.
They did, however.
But they had some nice moments.
Yeah, look at what happened. I mean, again, Toronto, a very young, upstart team. Auston Matthews being the star of the NHL right now in the rookie class. And he comes in, and these guys get 3-0. But the Capitals didn't stop there. They didn't just, like, go through the motions the rest of the game. They were able to fight back and come back and go against the Maple Leafs and win. And my God, that Ovi goal in overtime.
That was pretty.
How fantastic was that? And what a great game plan by Trotz. Got to give it to him. You have Beagle win the faceoff, get off the ice real quick, bring Ovi in. That goaltender for Toronto literally had no idea.
Well, whether he knew he was there or not wasn't going to make much of a difference, because when he gets that shot going from the Ovi spot, you're in trouble.
Well, just watch it in slow motion, because, like, if you look at the body language of the goalie, he moves over to where Ovechkin is, sees it's number 8, and literally, like, his body just goes, oh, crap.
Aw, I got to go up against Ovechkin. Oh, damn, he scored.
All right, now let me
bring up, I get to go home.
Let me bring up one concern, though, and this is going to be a controversial concern here. So
Brandon, don't get us in trouble.
That's what I do. On the 29th, the Capitals were up against the Devils, and it came to a shootout. more this year than last, I have noticed that our boy Braden Holtby, not the greatest with shootouts. Now, is that...
That's true.
Is that something that we should be concerned about going forward? Because, like, look at last year. Do you remember it was against the Florida Panthers, and it was the longest shootout in NHL history?
They also suck in shootouts. Long. I mean, they was lost to the Rangers years ago in a shootout, and a long one with Merrick Malik and that stupid goal. I still can't believe that Kolzig fell for it. And then... And the Florida Panthers. But, yeah, no, it seems like – and, I mean, we got to go back and look, but it seems like at least lately this team sucks in the shootout. I mean, they're terrible. I can't remember the last time they won one of those things.
Right, but I'm now – I love Braden.
Except for TJ Oshie. That guy's a monster in the shootout.
He's
great. Honestly, like in practice when they go to like, all right, we're going to work on the shootouts. TJ, this is your show. Everybody just do what he does.
But have you noticed like Braden Holtby – He can be kind of shaky in the shootout. He is not, you know, brick wall Braden.
Well, dude, I mean, you got like a big dude skating down the ice with a, you know, frozen ton of rubber that he's going to shoot you. I'd be a little nervous. I'd be a little shaky, like, oh, you know, snap. Something's going to happen.
Right. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know if it's something we should be concerned about or what, but I've noticed this year, Braden Holtby, when the shootout comes, he either, like, he freezes up, he tenses up. I don't know. He doesn't play like Braden does during the regular game. When a shootout happens, he becomes a different kind of goaltender.
It's a different – I think, like, it's a different – I mean, obviously, it's a different situation. That would have been a dumb thing for me to say. But it's just like a different animal where it's, you know, you have defenders going around and shots coming from the outside and guys aren't normally getting the opportunity to just skate in that close unless they're on a breakaway. So it's such a different thing. I don't think it's the pressure necessarily. I think it's just the style. But it doesn't help when you don't have necessarily the confidence going forward because your guys are just not necessarily stepping up to the level they should.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well said.
So it's something we should look at. I mean, maybe pay attention the next couple games if they go to shootouts, how Braden reacts to them. So anything else we should talk about in Caps World?
I mean, we got a couple of things going on, little statistical things. I mean, the team's been playing well. What did I leave? I left the 22nd, so I missed three games. I missed the game against Tampa where they apparently played considerably well and embarrassed the Lightning, as it should be. They lost to the Islanders. That sucks.
I'm chalking up that one too. Coming back from the holidays.
Yeah, but that's a legit problem with this team if they consistently are having this trouble after breaks. And that one was only 3 days.
Yeah.
And we got that in February. They have that bye week nonsense. So that's I'm a little concerned about that.
I have a random Monday off in February on the 13th, and I was like, oh, maybe I can go to Caps practice. No, they're off that week.
Are they allowed to – my brother was asking me this, and I didn't actually know the answer to the question. Are they allowed to practice that week?
I don't know.
Or is it like, everybody go? Or is it like the NFL where, like, you maybe have, like, a Monday thing, and then Tuesday through, like, Sunday you're off?
I have no idea. Not
like, everyone just go away? Like, it's not a bad idea to have this bye week to recharge the batteries and refocus. I just wish it was more – maybe that is – oh, Canada goalie doesn't know where the puck is. I don't know. It seems very silly to me. And maybe part of it is because the Capitals, after breaks with the whole Snowzilla thing last year, remember a couple of shows ago, I couldn't remember what it was called. After Snowzilla, they played like such garbage. And I don't know if that ended up costing them the playoffs, but they definitely didn't play well. And so this team has shown that they don't play well after getting long breaks. But in other Caps news, Jacob Vrana and Zach Sanford were sent down, and that makes complete sense. If they're not going to play every night, I mean, there's no reason to keep them up with the team. And both have had the opportunity, or Sanford more so. They were healthy scratches. They weren't producing enough. And there's no point in having these kids come up here and not gain anything from it, aside from maybe the experience. But they need to be scoring goals. They need to be having the confidence. They need to be out there playing every night and getting the big minutes. So it made complete sense to send them down. I think, like you said, Winnick is playing well. Connolly's playing well. I think the team has the idea of they didn't recall anybody recently. I don't think so.
No, nobody.
So I think eventually they're going to want to recall someone, but I would not be surprised if it was more a guy for the bottom six as opposed to the top. So, you could see – I was reading it could be your boy. Someone – I don't remember who – it might have been Isabel Kershudian from the Washington Post was speculating that it was going to be Liam O'Brien.
Oh, okay. He's more of a grinder, you know. He could do some
bottom
some
six
damage. Hold on, let me ask you, Jacob Verana though. Did he get any points while he was up here with the Caps?
Yeah, he got a goal and a couple of assists, I believe.
Did he get a
but
goal?
He started off very strong points wise, and it wasn't like he wasn't playing well. But I'm gonna check HockeyDB. But he wasn't getting as many points. He wasn't playing quite as well. And you see that sometimes with the young guys. It might just be he's just not quite there yet. But I fully expect, given this team's potential cap situation, after they signed TJ Oshie, to have to give him an opportunity to play. Don't shake your head no at me.
No.
12 games, 3 points. I thought he had more assists than just two.
And no goals?
No. One goal, two assists. He was – was I – no. I don't think I was at the game he scored his first goal. One goal, two assists.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, you know, he wasn't up here very long. I assumed he was going to be up here till like mid-February, but I was a little surprised he got sent down so quickly. But, like, if he is going to be scratched, it doesn't make sense for him to sit up in the press box. I mean,
like, he got scratched for one or two games, and then they were like, go play in the NHL. Like, get some more experience.
Kids.
Get some big minutes. You'll do all right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I think that's a good move for them. I was happy with what he was doing, but, you know, if they think it suits him better to go down, cool, do it. You know, have the kid's going to be here long term, I assume.
I think that's the plan. It just may not be quite yet. Other Caps news: Yevgeny Kuznetsov was fined $2,000 for diving/embellishment. Apparently, Kuznetsov cheating a little bit and he got caught. So he needs to stop his diving nonsense because that's garbage stuff.
How about you just play better, Kuzi?
He's actually been playing really well lately.
Yeah, because he got fined. Like, he lost that money.
No. I got to make it up, guys. The bookies are after me. No, he's been playing very well recently. I'd have to go and look specific. Oh, there was a tweet out recently in terms of he's got like 14 points in 11 games or something. I mean, he's currently fourth on the team in points with 4 goals and 21 assists. He's not getting a lot of goals. It's interesting. The top two centers on this team, in Backstrom and Kuznetsov, both have 12 goals. Sorry, they have 13 goals combined. Johansson and Ovechkin have more than that by themselves.
Wow.
So, like, yeah, I mean, Backstrom was first in points, 31 points, but he's only got 9 goals, 22 assists. Ovechkin's 18 and 12 for 30 points. Johansson, 14 and 14, nicely split for 28 points. Then you got Kuznetsov, Carlson, Williams, Oshie. Oshie's only got 19. Now, he did miss 7 games, but that's interesting. I'd like for those numbers said that weird. I'd like for his numbers to come up just a little bit. Last little bit of news I have, and I always kind of purchased one of these over the last 2 years, but the Caps Courage hats and T-shirts will be on sale starting January 11th, which I believe is next Wednesday. They will go on sale at both Kettler, the Verizon Center, and online on the Capitals website. Costs about $20. I think this is for a great cause. They started this campaign back in 2007, and the team has raised $775,000 for the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, otherwise known as TAPS. So when you buy a shirt or a hat, 100% of the proceeds goes to the program.
Love that.
The one from 2 years ago, it says Courage across the front, and then on the back had the Weagle logo. The one from 2 years ago, I think, was tan. Last year's was like a light blue. They're very cool shirts. I plan to get mine online next Wednesday, and I encourage other people to do so, as it is for a very worthy cause.
I love that when organizations give 100% of the proceeds. Because when they say like a portion, I'm always like, they probably give like $2 or something. But 100% of the proceeds, that's
they just
awesome.
Want to make back what they've spent. I think – shoot, where did I say? Someone sponsors it, so it's like the Capitals aren't paying anything for it. So they can just give that money to the organization, raise some money for a good cause.
Very cool. I like that. I remember back in the day, they looked more like cap centric, but like as the years went on, it became more like of a militarized design.
I think the hats always have sort of a camo look. I don't really wear hats very much. So I never get one of those, but I like to get the T-shirts. So over the past 2 years, it's just on the Caps website. Where did it go? Oh, they're there. If this is the hat says Courage in blue with 3 blue stars above it, a camo cap with the Weagle logo on the side. I haven't seen a picture of the T-shirt. But I'm excited to purchase mine next week.
Go for it, Coach.
I'm going to do it, man. I'll have another. I'll be my third. Well, I have way more Caps like clothes than I will ever ever neat.
I got this this sweet shirt for Christmas.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, right?
That's a good one.
I'm also wearing Caps pants, but I'm not showing you those.
Yeah, let's not do that.
All right, what else we got going on?
That's pretty much it in Capsule, man. I mean, it's been what, 2 weeks since we've talked, but it's still been relatively quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, not a lot. I mean, you had the roster freeze, so not a lot of people are moving around. We haven't really seen any trades yet, but I mean, I'm sure we'll start seeing those as we get closer to the trade deadline. Kuznetsov's being a dummy. Ryan Sanford went down, and, you know, opportunity to raise some money for a good cause. I need to go to a game soon.
Me too. I want to go up to Hershey, too.
That would be cool.
What was it? Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. There was this insane trade rumor that I thought was hilarious. I know. All right, here it is. Listen to this rumor.
All right.
okay. Washington sends Marcus Johansson, Dmitry Orlov, Daniel Winnick, and a first-round draft pick to Colorado.
In
return, the Avalanche trade to Washington Matt Duchene, Fedor Tootin, I think.
No.
And a second round pick.
What?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Hold up. First of all, no. Where did you read this? Is it Eklund, Brandon?
NHLTradeRumors.me.
That's probably garbage. ME? What the? What?
I don't know. I read that, though, and I just thought that was hilarious. Sidonian?
No, terrible. Why? No. Just no. They don't need another center. I mean, unless Duchene's not playing center anymore. Didn't he used to play center? I don't know. No. No. Terrible idea. No's all across the board. No, 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 no. That's bad. Why would you get Tootin? No. Duchene wouldn't be a bad idea, but you already have Kuznetsov and Backstrom, so you don't need him. And that probably puts you still in salary cap hell. And you're giving up your third point guy, your defenseman that you're going to lose to Vegas in the expansion draft, Winnick, who's going to be a free agent, whatever. But you don't really have a guy in the minors right now that can replace what Winnick's doing. So,
yeah.
No, I don't know. That, no, 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 no. That's the title of tonight's episode.
No, no, no.
No. No, no, I'm going full Shia LaBeouf. No, 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 no.
All right, so that is pretty much it for Caps World. We are going down on the farm, but before we do that, here's a word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? He's a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, guys, here we go. We're going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what is going on down on the farm?
Well, since we last talked, Hershey went 2-1-1 with wins over Lehigh Valley and Bridgeport. The Bears are currently 18-7-7, good for 43 points, four back of first place Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Now, the Bears will be back at it on Friday on the road in Wilkes-Barre Scranton, Saturday at the Giants Center against Utica, and Sunday also at home against Wilkes-Barre Scranton. So two of those games are going to be rather important as they fight their way to the top of their division. In other Bears news, Travis Boyd will join Chris Bourque at the AHL All-Star Classic, so congratulations to him. And defenseman Madison Bowie, was he the dum-dum on Instagram?
Correct.
That was him. Well, he's out indefinitely after undergoing a successful surgery to repair a laceration of the tendon in his ankle. All of that sounds painful.
Yeah.
Like every bit of that sentence, even the word like is, just no. We're back to the nose. No, thank you. I don't want any of that. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 4-1 with wins over Atlanta, Greenville, Florida, and Tulsa. They're whooping it while we were off. Stingrays are currently tied for third in the South Division with 36 points, nine back of first place Florida. Stingrays will be back at it on Friday at the North Charleston Coliseum against Greenville, Saturday in Greenville with Sunday's game away in Atlanta. In other Stingrays news, The ECHL announced that Stingrays forward Stephen McParland. I always read it and want to say McFarland. Yeah. Stephen McParland.
He's a Family Guy.
He's yeah. Nicely done. He will participate as a representative of the Stingrays in the ECHL All-Stars. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's called the CCM / ECHL All-Star Classic. That is too long of a title, everybody. Way too long of a title. He presented by I Love New York. What the hell? Sure. Anyways, congratulations to him on having the opportunity that he is third on the Stingrays in scoring. He also spent some time with the Capitals during training camp and participated in the rookie tournament this past summer. So, hey, maybe they got something with this kid. But Brandon, that's what's going on down on the farm.
All right, before we go away from the farm, we do have to say
I left already.
Congratulations to Russian goaltender Samsonov. Figured out how to say his name.
I refuse.
This
is like when Varlamov changed and everyone was like, what the hell?
Right, yeah. But Samsonov.
Ilya Samsonov.
He is a bronze medal winner for the World Juniors. Congratulations to him. And the two other Caps prospects for Switzerland were huge huge goal getters and both had really great showings. So that was Singenthaler and Riet, I think his name was.
Riet?
Something like that.
I like Riet. Sounds cool.
Riet, yeah.
Yes.
It sounds like a punk rock singer, doesn't it? Definitely like be like the lead singer of a punk rock band.
It does kind of sound like that.
Yeah. And right now we don't know what's going on with the World Juniors. They're in OT as we speak, so you guys are going to know who won before we will.
4-4 going into overtime. Very exciting. Where's John Carlson?
We'll figure out what's going on there. Ryan Drury is tweeting about it, so he'll help us and keep us updated. So we will let you guys know once we know. And all right, so that's it for what's going on down on the farm. Caps prospects staying busy during the holiday season. All right, guys, that's it. Now we're going to go around the NHL. All right, guys, here we go. We're going around the NHL. Plenty of stuff to talk about. I'm sure someone's been concussed or suspended or both. The NHL had their Winter Classic in St. Louis, had all kinds of weather problems. Didn't even think they were going to be able to finish the game. They had like an idea that they might finish it like in mid-February or something like that. But whatever. Coach Dan, what's going on around the NHL?
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. But props to St. Louis for having those very clean jerseys. I like those very much. They're very nice. Let's start with the NHL, where they revealed that Carey Price, Sidney Crosby, PK Subban, and Connor McDavid will be the captains at the NHL All-Star Game in Los Angeles. Let's move over to Boston, where Bruins legend Milt Schmidt passed away back on January 4th at the age of 98. Schmidt was the oldest living NHL alum and was named one of the 100 greatest NHL players as part of the NHL's centennial celebration. And finally, Arizona defenseman Anthony DeAngelo got suspended for 3 games for physical abuse of an official. What is wrong with you that you are – I mean, I have played in games, and these are by no means as intense as the games these guys play on a daily basis. But I have never, ever thought it was a good idea to physically assault an official.
Maybe wanted to. But knew it wasn't a good idea.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of times where I was like, that mother, you know, but I never actually went and did. I mean, I'm not saying this guy necessarily. I actually haven't seen the video because they didn't post it on the NHL website. But whatever he did was dumb enough that he got suspended for 3 games. Dude's sitting out and he's going to be having a snack or something because he ain't playing for a while. But that's the news for the past few weeks in the NHL.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. You can also find some of my old stuff and maybe one day some new stuff and all kinds of bobblehead information at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals. Brandon. Tell us about – this is not bobblehead related, but I just wanted to bring it up. Tell us about those Funkos you picked up recently.
That's right. For Christmas, we talked about it all November and December. I was the lucky recipient of 2 Alex Ovechkin Funko Pops. 1 home jersey, one away jersey. One is out of the package, the Canadian exclusive, staying inside the box, and then inside another box to make sure that box isn't damaged. It's a collectible, man. It's a collectible.
Well, do I have it? I mean, you can't really, like, play with it or nothing because it doesn't do anything, but it's cool.
Yeah, that one's out of the package. That's nothing special. That's not an exclusive in any way. The white jersey is an exclusive. You know, the value is about the same, but still, it's a Canadian exclusive, so it's staying in the box. I'm one of those nerds. Don't nod in agreement, you jerk.
I was going to sit here and play with the bobblehead. He's just doing his little bobblehead thing.
Funko Pop did just release a bunch of Guardian of the Galaxy 2 bobbleheads. There's an exclusive Groot at Target, Toys R Us, Walmart, and Hot Topic.
Still shaking my head at you now.
There's also a Chase Star-Lord. 1 in 6 chance of getting that.
Actually, did Capitals Outsider... I haven't looked. Did they put the bobblehead... Not the bobblehead. The Funkos on there?
I would assume not.
I think I just clicked the wrong thing, guys. Well, no, because they had that stupid Hulk Beast thing.
Which is still too much of money on eBay. And the gnome is up there.
I don't see it. Interesting enough. I may have to put in that.
Capitals.
They outside. Do. Oh, Capitals also have a new bobblehead, which I'm sure will go up. They already had it. The Innova Blood Drive. We didn't talk about this. The Innova Blood Drive. They announced who the bobblehead's going to be. Brandon, it's your very favorite player. I know you're excited. You're going to go and get all of your blood drawn to make sure that you have one of these bobbleheads. Although I'm pretty sure that'd make it dead. Lars Eller will have his very own bobblehead.
Good, yeah, get that one, and then in a year when his contract ends up being somewhere else and he retires, you can throw it away.
Retires? The guy's like in his mid-20s?
He should retire.
Okay, anyways. So yeah, if you want to see what that bobblehead with Lars Eller, and I don't understand why they always take pictures of the guys holding their own bobblehead like after a game or practice when they're all sweaty, you can find that over at CapitalsOutsider.com. Brandon! Why don't you go ahead and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck and everything else we do, photos, videos, all that good stuff. Go over to Facebook, Facebook.com/WTP Podcast, 2 P's in that title. Make sure you follow us, like us over there, and follow us on Twitter at What the Puck Pod. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social with your phone on the web. Maybe you get in an Uber. And you're like, hey, mind if I take over your radio station? We're going to listen to What the Puck.
Are you allowed to do that on Uber?
I don't care. Try it. Hey, try it.
Not my problem, guys.
Try it. Tell us what they think. So get an Uber, put What the Puck on, make a new Caps fan out of the driver.
We're going to get a bad rating on Uber.
What if we became Uber drivers just to have people listen to our show?
I'm not that desperate.
Let's
for
do
listeners.
It. I say that would be a great segment to video. I think we should do it.
I don't want to. My car is not clean enough.
All right.
No. It's definitely not clean enough to do that. I like where your head's at. Well, not really, but.
All right, guys, until we talk again, there are 3 games that are going to happen. The Caps are on the road a lot this month. Not many games left at home, but let's go over the next couple until we talk again. The Capitals are in Ottawa on Saturday, January 7th, up against the Senators. That game's at 7 o'clock, and you can watch it on Comcast Sportsnet. Then the Caps stay in Canada, go to Montreal. That game is at 7:30. That will be on Comcast Sportsnet locally, NHL Network across the U.S. And then on Wednesday, it's Wednesday night, rivalry night, Capitals up against the Penguins in D.C. That game is on NBC Sports, so we're going to have some terrible commentary we're going to be forced to listen to because they're going to
say those games always go so well for the Capitals.
They go so well.
It's like the Redskins playing on Monday Night Football.
Or ever.
Ooh. They're like, oh, ha ha, I believe we had a better record, douche.
Well, it's neither.
I'm also pretty sure the Redskins' record in Monday Night Football games is like 1 in a billion. They are so freaking terrible on Monday Night games. It's embarrassing. Overtime, World Juniors, 4-4, 17:43 to go in the period. I was going to say the third, but that's not right. That is icing, sir.
Oh, and World Juniors All-Star Team, Samsonov, he gets mentioned there. That's good.
I still refuse to call him by that at the moment. I mean, I will eventually, but it's just, he's, no.
All right, so real quick, before we get out of here, a lot of tough games coming up. But listen to this. On the 11th, we have the Penguins. Then, quick turnaround, Blackhawks, Flyers, Penguins again.
Yeah, but they're going from Philly to Pittsburgh, so it's not that bad. And the Flyers game is at 12:30. So they're going to lose that one because they don't play well during the daytime. And then they'll be in Pittsburgh probably that night.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next
week. Later that afternoon.
But back-to-back games, that's going to be a little rough. But Ottawa, Montreal, Pittsburgh. Let's see if the Caps can keep that streak going and be undefeated in 2017.
Yeah, the whole year, not just for a while, but like they're going to go all the way. They're going, you got to win the cup. You got to win all of your preseason games, then all of your games until
switch leagues, win the World Series.
January, and that'd be cool.
Yeah,
every team in the DC area in 2017 is going to be undefeated.
Well, we'll see about
except
that.
except for the Wizards. All right, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
Brandon, did you see that you and I got a little bit of a competition coming up?
What?
We're going way off topic now. The Washington Valor.
Yeah.
Do you know who they are?
They're the indoor football team.
It's arena football, dude. Well,
whatever. Indoor.
It's basically the same thing. They will be playing their very first game against the currently unnamed Baltimore Arena team.
Really? That's the first game.
Yeah. Crap. Where did I see this? Hold on. I think it's in D.C. We should totally go.
Ted. Oh, 100% we should go.
Ted owns both teams. How is that possible?
Yeah. Is he going to like.
I still don't get it.
Is he going to do that Army-Navy thing where he sits on one side of the stadium each half?
Brandon, what do you think the Baltimore team name is going to be? I like the Washington Valor. That actually sounds kind of cool.
I don't know. I think they might keep it like nautical, so they might be like.
I like how the way you said that was very Baltimore.
Nautical.
They're gonna keep like you don't sound like you're from Baltimore until you get to certain words. You're like, yeah, it sounds like it's gonna be nautical.
Nautical.
Actually, that was more Boston. Yeah. Where's DePauly? Oh, he's with the Pens. Screw that guy.
Oh, yeah. Baltimore comes out every once in a while. Like I have to watch myself to say on instead of on because I want to say turn the light on. But that's a very Baltimore thing. I don't know. Like I was thinking like the Baltimore Red Glare, you know, because they want to do something like with what? Fort McHenry, like military, because you know Ted likes military stuff. So I was maybe the Red Glare or you know the Baltimore Rockets.
Yeah, same with the bird theme. New bird, another bird. You got the Ravens. You got the Orioles. Brandon, give me another bird for Baltimore.
Do we have any other birds?
In the whole of the city, there's no other birds. But Ravens and Orioles.
But the Baltimore Dead Rats. You got plenty of those.
I feel like that's not going to get quite the same effect that you're expecting to have.
Baltimore Harbor Dead Bodies.
Also not.
Wait, so when is this game happening? Do you know?
Yeah. Friday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at the Verizon Center. Want to go host the Baltimore Arena football team. What if they just leave that as the name? I laugh, but I like European football and they're all basically like that. You know, it's just, not my preferred team, which is Arsenal, but like, you know, a lot of teams are just with a city they play in and then football club or whatever the terminology is for that particular area. So that was a dumb comment by me, but it would be funny if they were just, it's the Washington Valor versus the Baltimore Arena football team.
Well, it says the Baltimore name and uniform will be unveiled January 25th. January 25th is when.
That long from now?
Yeah.
What do you think? All right, last call. What do you think it's going to be?
I don't know.
Come on, Brandon.
I think they're going to do something with military. Like, it's going to be something with the Navy, maybe, because like it's going to be the Baltimore Golden Knights. That's what it's going to be.
That's terrible. Oh, that's terrible.
I don't know. Like, I was thinking, like, are they going to steal it from hockey and be like the Clippers or the Skipjacks or whatever? But I really feel like it's going to do something military, something with, like, Fort McHenry, something with the Naval Academy. I don't know. Something.
Clippers would be cool.
Baltimore Rockets, Red Glare. I don't know. The Baltimore Anthems. That's what it's going to be.
That's both, like, stupid and good.
That's why it's going to happen.
Oh, I actually kind of like that. I mean, it's kind of stupid, but also kind of like, yeah, okay.
Kind of like Baltimore.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, guys, that's it for What the Puck this week. Thank you so much for listening to us. Hope everybody had some happy holidays to end 2016. And hopefully 2017, the Caps continue their winning ways. We shall see. But for right now, they beat the streak. Eat, sleep, beat the streak, repeat. That's what the Caps have been doing. All right, Paul, thanks so much. I'm Brock. That's it for the show this week.
I was like, Paul, what? I got really confused.
All right, what is he talking about?
Say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
All right, well, if that's it for Caps World, we are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Around the NHL. But before we do that, here is a word from... Wait, that's not right. I said Around the NHL, didn't I?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
I'm pretty sure I did. All right. See, it's getting late, because I'm just saying stuff at this point.
Yeah, let's just roll through this and get out of here.
All right.